almost seems like an impossibility. How could a creature give birth to her own creator? And yet, in God's ways, nothing is impossible. Especially when the creature is Mary, and when the creator is the second person of the Trinity made man. Welcome to MaryCast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli, professor of theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. It is truly my pleasure to speak to you about the mysteries and the wonders of the Mother of Jesus. And today we have a wonderment. It is a theme in the Church's liturgy that indeed a creature does give birth to her Creator. And we're going through Our Lady in the New Testament, and we now get to the event of the Nativity, when what is said, and what really stretches the mind to understand, is a Bible truth. Mary gives birth to a son who is truly God. Now, the first impression of this, of a woman who's going to give birth to God, can be almost a temporal question. Well, how can this happen? Because a creature means you have a beginning, right? That's part of creatureness, is you're not eternal, which means you don't... Eternity means no beginning and no end. So to be a creature means you have to start. How could a creature give birth to a creator? We are not here saying, and Scripture's not saying, and the Church is not saying, that Mary gave birth to God the Father. Nor is Scripture or the Church saying that Mary gave birth to the Holy Spirit. Nor is Scripture or the Church saying that Mary was the efficient cause of the divinity of Jesus Christ. In other words, Mary did not initiate the divine person of the Word, the second person of the Trinity. But Scripture remains true, and what the Church says remains true, and that is that a woman gave birth to a son who is truly God. And for this event, of course, the world celebrates. Quite frankly, my friends, we can do different levels of denial of what Christmas is about. We can have different elements trying to replace it in terms of materialism and shopping and all the other elements that can get in the way. The bottom line is the greatest celebration that most of the world celebrates is the event of God becoming man through Mary. And that's Christmas. And that's the season of Christmas. So, what's happening interiorly here? Well, remember, Mary says yes to the angel. Mary is the one who gives flesh to the Word. This is a 9-month process. So Mary becomes the Mother of God, not at Christmas time, not at the time of the birth of Jesus, but of course at the moment of the conception of Jesus in the womb of Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit. So 9 months. 9 months of union between the hearts of Jesus and Mary. In fact, it's right to say that the heart of Jesus, the physical fleshy heart of Jesus, comes only as a result of the love, of the yes, of the obedience, and also of the blood that pumps from the Immaculate Heart into her womb. Every aspect of Jesus' humanity in terms of his physicality comes from his mother. What did your and my mother give to us? She gave to us a nature identical to our own. This is what Mary gives to Jesus, a nature identical to her own. It's an immaculate nature. And that's why, for an event like this, you do have myriads of angels. Of course you have myriads of angels. I mean, the angels, as St. Thomas says, are God's secondary causes. The angels come forward because in the Old Testament, the angels played a major role of mediation between Yahweh and the people of Israel. Now, the Word has been made flesh, and a myriad of angels come forward. And who is the first to adore the newborn babe? It is Joseph. Joseph leads each one of us in Eucharistic adoration. He's the first to bow down in the presence of the infant Savior King. And then later we see in Matthew and the continuation in Matthew 2 of what happens when this event takes place, we have shepherds who come. They too prostrate before the divine presence in awe. And the beauty of the shepherds is also their humility. The shepherds are hardly people of high standing, but was it a mistake that God the Father set it out that they would be the next after Joseph to worship the Savior? This is the beauty of humility. This is what it means that the last will be first. And then, after the shepherds and after the myriad of angels that are rejoicing and singing the Gloria in Excelsis Deo, that the Savior has been born, then come the royalty. Then come the Magi. And the coming of the Magi is a most profound truth. Here you have what, for lack of a better term, we're going to call three virtuous pagans. Here you have members of royalty, men of the highest standing. And yet, look at their openness. Their openness to the Holy Spirit. It wasn't strictly an astrological readout. It was also an impression of the heart that they were supposed to come, and they were supposed to humble themselves before someone even greater. That's tremendous humility. What about the journey? What about the many people in their kingdom that thought they were crazy doing this? But these three wise men follow the stars and follow the Spirit in their hearts. Isn't it interesting that the same star appeared over Bethlehem and everything that leads up to Bethlehem, but many of the chosen people either don't see the star or don't listen to the Spirit, and so they don't come in a door. And that's why all of us have to examine ourselves, including Catholics, in a very clear way. If you believe that you're a chosen person because you're a member of the fullness of the Catholic faith, that's no excuse to not be open to the Spirit inside of you. Otherwise, you're going to miss great events like the Star of Bethlehem or like the reality of our Holy Father and all the truth he teaches. If we start to look at the law or look at elements outside of the Holy Spirit, it doesn't matter that we have the fullness of the faith. We're going to make ourselves privy to a disappointment, to error, and to missing opportunities of grace. That's why we always have to. Catholics must always be in that great triangle of the Holy Father, the Blessed Mother, and the Eucharist. That's what keeps us fully Catholic. So, from the position of our Blessed Mother, she has a miraculous birth. And we'll talk about this more as we talk about the four great dogmas of Our Lady. But the Church rightly teaches that Mary was virginal before, during, and after the birth of Jesus Christ. And that means that Mary gave birth to Jesus in a miraculous manner without any violation to her external virginity. For some of you, that might be the first time you hear it. It might sound just bizarre. This has been taught in the Church from the first three centuries of the Church. Her perpetual virginity, was articulated in the fourth century by Pope Saint Siricius. It is proclaimed as a dogma by Martin I and confirmed by Second Constantinople. And that, as the fathers understood it, that meant that as light passes through glass without any harm to the glass, so too Jesus passed through the womb of Mary without any physical violation to her external virginity. Is that a miracle? Absolutely, it's a miracle. Should we expect miracles when God becomes man? Absolutely, we should expect miracles. If we can accept the miracle that the second person of the Trinity became man, it shouldn't be difficult to accept the miracle that God wanted to protect the perfect virgin for an example for all later virgins by a miracle. It's what Pius XII called the miraculous birth of Jesus Christ. All this leads to the greatest union between the heart of Mary and the heart of Jesus. The heart of the mother and the heart of the son. Because we're going to see that those two hearts have been set by God. They're on a true mission from God for the redemption and co-redemption of the human family. And their whole purpose of being is to manifest God's love and to have us saved from our sins as a new Adam and a new Eve. All this happens on the glory of Christmas. We praise God for the gift of the incarnation, and may we never stop being in awe, like the shepherds were, of the fact that God became man to bring us grace, redemption, and peace through the Mother of Jesus. Thank you. God bless you.